Hello, my lovelies. So welcome to the 11:11 Portal Day Healing Session. If you haven't already gotten to a place where you can just relax, connect, and be undisturbed for the next little bit, go ahead and allow yourself to get situated. Preferably, if you can lay down, that would be best. But if you can't, that's okay. As I will be working with you as if you were laying on my healing table. And so there's going to be focused intention going into particular areas of the body to help loosen up and let go and release stagnant, stuck energies, areas where you may be having some physical discomfort or pain. And we're going to invite those areas to release and clear so that those energies can start to move through you better without getting caught up in particular areas and then almost making house once more with new traumas and pain. So just begin to start to quiet the mind. If it helps to envision placing all your worries and cares on a leaf and placing it in the water, whether it be a stream, a creek, a river, or even the ocean, and allow the tide to begin to, and the current, to pull it down, wishing it goodbye for now, that you'll pick it back up later. If you choose to pick it back up and allow the cleansing waters to begin to envelop and wash over you in a very calming and gentle fashion. And while this water is coming, cleansing your aura, I'm inviting you to begin to take three nice, deep, cleansing breaths. Breathing in, one, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. And breathe out, two, three, four. Pause. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Let release. 2, 3, 4. Pause. Release into the wave anything that may be coming up, that mental chatter that's holding you kind of in a stagnant state. It's like a fear state where you're holding on for fear of letting it go. It'll never get resolved. But let that fear go. Because if it's ready and willing to be resolved, and you are ready and willing to resolve it, it will come back around. But it's safe for now to just let it go. So we're going to take in that final nice deep breath. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Release. 2, 3, 4. Just kind of sit there and allow your breath to start to normalize. And start to further sink into your body. Quieting everything. So I want you to begin to envision in your mind a place that is very relaxing and calming to you, somewhere where you feel safe. Allow yourself to be teleported there. Allow yourself to start to get situated, calming your mind anymore if you have any new chatter that's coming up. Working on anchoring and connecting you to Mother Gaia, grounding you into your beautiful essence. Allow a deeper tone to begin. Earth's crystalline core. Feeling the grounding energies coming up your feet, up your legs, into your hips. Out your core, filling the space, especially where there's any density. You hear how the sound just changed? The sound shifts when we run into a stagnant place. Being a little more muffled. So breathe into the area of your abdomen, wherever you feel you might be holding onto some energy, where there may be a little upset stomach, a little quiver in your belly. Just breathe into it. Remind yourself that you are safe. See, the sound is shifting. So we allow it to continue coming up the torso into the heart. are muffled. So there's a lot of density here. It's not reverberating as easily. So let me put in some higher tones here. It's okay if you may have felt a little dizzy. It's sounding still a little muffled. A lot of this has to do with trust. Trusting yourself to see through the density, to see through the illusions. You're seeing with clear vision. You wouldn't be here if you weren't ready for this. Your soul is so excited for this journey that you are embarking on. To begin to see the world with 20/20 vision. Clear. Clarity and in all its brilliance. Allow any visions or sights that are coming to mind to play out in the picture that's being presented to you. I'll do another little activation here. Frequencies. This is the third eye. We're going to bring in it's wanting me to bring in the Mars tuning fork. Ooh, that's a really cool sound. Allow that to just reverberate through your body. It's almost like we're receiving a transmission from the galactics. Allow yourself just to receive. Even if you hear nothing, no sound, the vibration and frequency is being transmitted to you. And it's a very strong frequency. still coming through pretty strong. The next one that wants to assist is Neptune. You can even take these sounds and guide your finger wherever you feel there's any blockage anywhere in the body. Your finger will act as a conduit, an antenna, and allow it to receive these frequencies and vibrations and direct it where it's needed at this time. Invite the shift to occur for your highest and best good. I see some of this as some buildup of calcification. Stills need to be released from the pineal gland. It's okay if you're feeling sensations in other parts of your body. Things are being cleared all throughout, not just where your finger is directing energy. See how we're doing now with the third eye. It's sounding better. So now we're going to move up into the crown chakra. Side. the masculine was a little more blocked. That's our side where we give to the world, how we present ourselves. So I'm going to ask for some healing to take place, for you to begin to feel safe to give. And when you give, you allow yourself to receive. And receiving and giving is the most beautiful gift one can provide themselves. So we're going to come in with the crown chakra. And the C note. Bringing in some root chakra grounding with Mother Earth. I'm feeling some of you all are getting a little flighty, and that's okay. It feels good. So I'm going to get you anchored back into your body. You're still connected with your cosmic home, but we chose to be in these human vessels, so we need to learn to be in them, experience life through them, no matter if we've got limitations. This is the vehicle we chose to transverse this lifetime. And when we learn to love it in all its facets, all of its quirks, its limitations, its pluses, it falls more in love with us and begins to let go of some of those limitations, because we realize we don't need to learn through them, because we are choosing to accept them and understand that they do not limit us. We remove that word from our vocabulary and we learn to embrace them and use them to your highest and best good. Because when you do that, more aspects of you come alive. That's been waiting for you to step into your role. A role that is free of any and all limitations. The limitations are only in the mind and the ego. So where you direct energy, you can shift the density out and away. Now we're going to go into balancing and harmonizing. Just continue to breathe. And we're just allowing the energy to pulse up from Mother Earth and down from your cosmic home. Allowing the energies to begin to anchor more into your being. Go back, connecting with the crown once more with the Mars to allow any other transmission that wishes to come through. body just to breathe into this transmission. Allow it to continue to assimilate and integrate into your vessel. Allowing for more integration of the transmission that came through for you. Keep breathing into this. And if anything's coming up for you, just feel and surround it with light. And remind yourself you are safe. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. Say to yourself, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. I am grounded. 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 And it is safe for me to be seen. It is safe for me to be heard. It is safe for me to be loved. And it is safe for me to be lovable. back into your body, starting to feel and hear things in your surroundings. Feeling the density return to your body once more. Starting to feel more and more the surface that you're laying on. Nine, coming ever more into your being. Eight, things are becoming more and more familiar. Seven, feel that you're getting back into your body. Six, you're waking up more and more. Five, you're starting to come into your vessel's awareness, bringing forth with you all that you received. Four, begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Three, start to stretch your body. Two, your awareness is fully back into your body. You're ready to come back. One, open your eyes. Take your time. Allow yourself to slowly and fully come back. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Fully aware, fully awake, and fully in remembrance of all that you received. Honor the space that you need to allow this to further integrate and assist you with healing today and bringing forth the light codes that the 1111 portal peaked today receiving, and this will go on for the next few weeks. Things will continue to further integrate. New things may come up to your awareness. Make note of those. New gifts and abilities may become more and more heightened because they are wanting you to bring them online. You will know when it's appropriate to utilize them. And in the meantime, you can play with them for yourself so you can get a feel for what they feel like and the magnitude and magnificence that they bring. Take good care of yourself. Hydrate today. Get plenty of fluids in because your body's going to be clearing a lot of energy. But we had set the intention that this come with grace and ease. And that no more than what you can handle would take place. You can come back and listen to this as many times as you want in the coming weeks. All I ask is that you give yourself about 48 hours wait time between. And after today's, I would wait about 3 or 4 days before you choose to listen. Because this is leading into the super new moon on the 14th. And there's a lot of energy ramping up this week, so you're going to want to be gentle with yourself. You don't want to overwhelm. But this is here to continue to help you to clear, process, and integrate the transmissions that are coming in for you. So honor the process. Know that I see you, I hear you, and I love you. And may you see you hear you in your beautiful voice and essence, and be willing to fully love and cherish amazing you. Many blessings.